I'm a Darian non-combatant, and I shouldn't even be here. If you execute me, I imagine you'll be breaking who knows how many interstellar treaties, conventions and protocols, which might not go down well with the leadership back home. Leisurely pacing to and fro between the big hollow screens, Greg glanced over at the guards and gave a damned if I know shrug. The guards grinned. Such pleas for exemption do not concern me, said the Hegemony Intelligence, just as one of the guards knelt down beside some of the gear left next to the big central console by Ash's techs.
Your presence aboard this vessel implies a hostile role. Retaliation against all humans is therefore justified.
The guard was peering at what looked like a diagnosis pad sitting on a transport cabinet with its screen open. As I said, we got off on the wrong foot, Greg said, frowning now as the guard started to beckon him over. We should all get round the table and talk this through. Once you get to know us, you might change your mind.
My function and purpose is clear. All humans aboard this ship should be considered an infestation and dealt with accordingly.
You might want to reconsider that. My own government will not look kindly on the negligent slaughter of one of its citizens. Silence.
Aye, Greg thought as he joined the guard. We're all just the ones who don't matter. Me, them, and everyone on Darien.
What is it? He said, even as the guard was turning the pad screen for him to see Ash staring up at him. Greg laughed. Is this live or a recording? Ash pointed to his right ear, then tapped his right shoulder. For a moment, Greg was puzzled, then remembered the earpiece built into the Tigran armoured jerkin he wore. He fingered it from a tiny collar pocket, placed it in his ear, then found the jack wire in the hem and snapped it into the pad.
Let's keep this short and to the point, Ash said. Yes or no answers. Has some kind of backup Hegemony AI taken control?
Oh, aye.
We thought that might have been a consequence of getting Panabek's help. Have any sectors been depressurized?
No, I think.
Take that as a no. What's the matter?
Greg was straightening from his crouch, turning his head this way and that, listening.
It's gone quiet.
The ventilation's off.
Not much time left. Open the flap on the underside of this data pad. Press and hold the red button for 5 seconds, then press the blue button.
Quickly, he upended the pad, flipped open the recess, and just as he pressed the red button, the lights flickered into a dull, pulsing pattern, and an ululating alarm began to sound. Suddenly, the Hegemony AI spoke.
A cunning ploy to install an intelligence unit independent of all ship nets. Yet, your punishment is assured one way or another.
Counting five, he released the red and punched the blue. Then he felt the faint breeze.
My God, said one of the guards. It's open, the locks.
Edgy with panic, Greg turned the pad over, but the screen was blank and an amber light was winking next to the recessed interface grip.